Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod. We are here.
Hey, Meatballs. I hope everybody had an amazing Labor Day weekend. I know I had a very relaxing one, actually. Nicole, it looked like you had a freaking blast on the boat.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun. It was like the last hurrah, you know, down the shore with my family and everything. So literally, it's like the cap of summer. Like, summer is over.
Yeah.
Let's it's have like the best throttle. Time. Yeah, so we went on the boat and all the family was over, the last hurrah, and it's bittersweet because, you know, I'm so excited for fall. So I had a great time. How'd you do?
We decided to just kind of keep it simple and just kind of like do the last couple summer days at the pool before we shut it.
Keep it simple. That's so weird of you.
Well, yeah, I mean, every day this summer we were having parties at our house.
Literally.
So we're tired.
Like, I'm sleeping.
We're like, let's just keep it like cozy. I mean, we still like had drinks and stuff. I feel like I drank like 4 days straight. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we drank. And then by like Sunday, I was like, okay, I'm ready to like get my shit back together. But I felt like it was like last throttle of summer. And yeah. As soon as kids were going to start school this week, I knew like I'm not drinking during the week anymore. I'm going to start my Jenny Craig and start exercising. So I was just balls to the wall and wine and food.
Same. So I knew this was like the last hurrah. And, you know, like you said, the kids are going back to school. We're going to talk about that in a second. But like, I wanted to enjoy myself. I'm like, I don't care if I'm hungover. Like, I'm just going to like do it and have the best time. So I would like pour myself a glass of wine and I'm like, oh my God, I just drank like 3 nights in a row. So I would text D a picture of my wine and I'm like, I just need her to tell me that she's drinking also so I don't feel awful. And then she texted me back a glass of her wine and I was like, okay. I was like, I feel better. Okay, cool.
You're like, okay, I don't feel like such a piece of shit.
Yeah, I was like, I don't feel like a freaking trash bag.
Yeah.
So yeah, I enjoyed my wine, enjoyed the drinks. I had a ton of Surfside, literally loved that drink. And I had a blast.
Yeah, we decided to do, Sunday sauce on a Saturday. So I made sauce, we had antipas, we were drinking our wine, like the whole nine. It was kind of like it was Christmas. I was like, whatever. Like we've had a party every week, barbecuing and different things. So we just made it like a family weekend. And yeah, drank a lot of wine and ate a lot of food. And now I'm ready. I'm ready to get back into like decent figure because I feel like, you know, I feel like I really let myself go this summer. But I don't care. I had a great summer. I really did.
Well, yeah, same. I'm such a fat. But I'm trying to get back into the gym and like doing all of that. But let's talk about what we did today. So we're sorry that we're a little late today. We didn't get to record yesterday. We usually record on Wednesday for our shows on Thursday. But me and Dee were like running around for the kids and everything because they started school today.
Don't even get me started.
Oh my God. So I'm sure Gina's going to cry when she talks about her. So I'll give you a second. But I have a middle schooler. Lorenzo, he was like, Mom, wake me up at 6. I want to, like, get ready. So I set my alarm for, like, 5:30. I'm like, oh, my God. Do I have to do this every freaking day? And I'm definitely not doing, like, the full, like, breakfast, like, buffet. I'm not doing that every morning. Like, wake up, grab your cereal. Like, I'll make toast here and there. But, like, this is not going to be an everyday thing. I'll make toast here and there. Yeah. I'm like, have a cereal. Go grab a bar. Have a yogurt. Whatever. You're fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning, you know, first day of school. So I did the eggs, Taylor ham, the bacon. I did, like, sandwiches and everything. And I was so excited. Like, the kids were coming down. Nobody ate a freaking thing. I'm like, sit down. I was like, I was up since 6 o'clock in the morning making this fucking breakfast for you. Like, everyone take a bite. So I had to force them to eat it.
And then you worry, like, did they eat enough? Like, are they going to be hungry?
Yeah, annoying. So then I had to, like, do the breakfast. And then I had to make their lunch. So I did sliders. I made them all sliders and like all these like cute little snacks and everything. So I did that. So I had to wake up very freaking early. And then Lorenzo left at 7. So I'm like, bye, like my middle schooler. So now I don't know how he's going to do this year because he loves to sleep. He loves to sleep in. And now he's really got to wake up early because middle school, he's got to be there by like 7:30 because, you know, he starts at 7:45. So I'm like, Lorenzo, we really got to like get to bed and, you know, you can't be late for this shit. Because middle school, I feel like that's when it really starts. Like, people start looking at your grades and, you know, this is like college time now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everything is serious. You can't just, like, not do your homework. Like, you have to know what you're doing and pay attention. So now I'm, like, freaking out about that with him.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
But Angelo was stooped to go to school. So I held him back another year because I just think he's not fully ready for kindergarten yet. And and his age like still ages out to where he's fine if he starts next year. He's just going to be the oldest in his class, which my other two are the oldest. I held them back. They did kindergarten twice. So because if I didn't, then they would have been the youngest, you know? So yeah. I was the oldest in my grade and I loved it. I felt like I was driving first and, you know, I just felt like the coolest. So yeah, Angelo, his last year, he's in pre-K-4. And he was so excited to go to school and Giovanna was just like, ugh, whatever. Like,
yeah, she was like over it. Where's my friends? That's how I was. I was like, oh, okay, I can't. Like, I was always so excited for school. I remember like waking up and like having my outfit picked out and
couldn't wait to like see all my friends and be like,
yeah,
looking cute when I was like in middle school and high school.
So she was ready to go and just see her friends and everything. So overall, this morning was great. I mean, I hated the fact that I had to wake up so early, but I mean, I'm glad the kids are back in school because I literally did so much already and it's not even the afternoon yet. Like I went to my store, I went to the bank, I walked Rocky. I mean, things are happening. I'm getting back into a schedule and I'm loving
it. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about like, because we're not really scheduled people, but I'm like, to my kids, I'm like, we need to be on a schedule because we're all not morning people. We're all like night owls. Even my kids.
Oh, the worst.
Like my kids are night owls too. Like they like to stay up. And I'm, even if they're like not doing anything, they'll like stay up. I'm like, just go to sleep, please. It's like, so last night we all got in bed by like 7. The boys were in bed sleeping by 8. We got up. I got us up at like 6:45. And then I got us, like, we came down. I did make them breakfast. But I was like, because CJ's like very like, I don't know what I want. And it would be a whole thing. So I'm like, every night you're going to tell me what you want in the morning to eat. And that's what I'm making you in the morning. It's not going to be like, I don't know what I want because we don't have the time for that. You'll get a tardy. Like if you get too many tardies, we're going to get in trouble here. See, it's not baby school anymore. So, you know, it actually was really smooth this morning. We woke up, the kids ate. I got their lunches together. And then it was just like crazy because it's like CJ's first day of kindergarten, Cameron's first day of preschool. It's my first time having both of them not in the house.
Woo!
I know, but it was like, so yesterday we had kindergarten orientation. It was like a mini day for an hour. So I brought him in and I was able to bring him into class. We met his teacher and then all the parents went into the auditorium for like a whole like orientation while the kids for an hour like spent the time with their teacher and their classmates. And like even just walking into the class for the orientation, you know when you feel like you're gonna cry and it's in your throat?
Yeah, and I can't hold it in. And then you get a shaky voice.
Yeah, like so he was like doing great and I didn't see any other parent really crying, but then like other ones said they were, but I was like,
oh, who cares?
I was like, I was like Dina, in my head I'm like, Dina, pull it together, CJ's fine. And if he sees me upset, he's going to be upset. So I held my shit together. And then today we aren't allowed to go into the school. So we have to like park and then like walk them out. And then their teacher takes them. And you just see him walk. There's like all the school buses. It's the big school. And you just see little CJ and his teacher walking. And I like that's, I was like, okay. And then I just started crying.
Yeah.
Like a,
you got to let it out.
I started crying. I'm like, oh my God, he's going like him. His little him and his little backpack just trucking it to the big school by the school buses. And then you have Cam. Where's CJ? Where is he? I'm like, oh my. All right, let's get you to preschool now. So we get in the car. I bring him to preschool. And then he was so clingy to me. But I think he's going to do well. Like I have a camera where he is so I can watch him. But he was very clingy. I was able to go in, sit down with him, kind of get him settled. And all the kids in this class have to be little three-year-old second born little boys. They were all like, hi, I'm this one. Hi, I'm that one. I could jump. I could do this. I was like, oh, Cameron's going to be just fine in this class. He's going to be perfect. So they were all like, I like monster trucks. And Cameron's like, I like monster trucks. And then he easily went into the class. So I was like, okay, that's great. So I think I was more emotional with CJ just because I really couldn't see what was happening. But Cam, you know, I feel like, okay, all the kids seem a lot like Cameron. It seems like they're really like energetic little kids that just want to have fun. And I know the teachers from last year because it's the same school as CJ went to. So I feel a little bit better. And then, of course, I've been checking in on him through the cameras because I'm crazy and he's good. I'm sure he'll have a couple breakdowns. And then I got home and I went for a run. I did it.
How long did you run for?
I did a mile. Yep.
Well, there you go.
I did a mile. Yeah. So this is my schedule. And then I said, okay, now time to do the meatball pod.
Yeah, I ended up walking Rocky and I started with my trainer again because
oh, good.
I just want my muscle back. I hate feeling weak. And I like miss like the strength in my legs and everything. So I'm starting to like weight train again. But then I get these like cravings, like this, these random cravings of like McDonald's French fries. And I'm like, I guess I can treat myself like once a week. Like, especially if I'm like working out, you know, all this time and I'm like drinking water and all this stuff. Like, I think I'm allowed to treat myself to like a large fry.
Oh, definitely. Like, I feel like my whole thing, I'm going to be good during the week. And then Friday and Saturday will be like my 2 days of like, kind of like having my drinks and having my foods, and then, you know, that's it for now. But yeah, I guess like when we start filming again, I'm like during the week, I'm not going to be able to drink during the week because like if we have like girls' days and stuff, because I won't be able to function in the morning and get all these kids together. So
oh, I know.
They better do a lot more filming on weekends than weekdays.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're doing, like, these lunches and stuff, like, it has to be an early lunch so I can have a cocktail or two. Because when I get home, I need to, like, go to bed.
But I can't even because I'm going to be the one driving my kids to school and picking them up.
So, I do that anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to drink when we film during the week, which is fine, whatever. We're still fun without drinking.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions nights and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
So yeah, the VMAs are next week, and I'm still undecided if I want to go or not.
Are you going?
I don't know yet. I mean, I want to go just because I haven't been in a while, and NSYNC is up for an award. So if I run into them, I'm going to freak out. But at the same time, like, I don't feel like getting dolled up, and I don't know where our seats are. Last time we went to the VMAs, we were sitting in the nosebleed. So, like, I don't want that. It. I'm like,
wait,
like,
stop.
MTV, Remember can Flora? I, like, get a good seat, please? Like, I'm your child.
My God. Yeah. Floribama was in front of us. I was like, seriously? Love Floribama. Love you guys. But really?
But like, can we sit with you up there? So can I don't put know us about at least the seating. I don't know. But the VMAs. And also the date is like freaking me out. It's on September 11th.
Yeah. And it's like in the middle of the week. I mean, kids just started school.
It's hard.
Yeah, I won't
and
be.
I'm hating the date that it's on. But I think that's like the only date that worked. So September 11th is like super like sentimental and it, you know, like you shouldn't be like celebrating things. I don't know. So I don't know if I'm going to VMAs, but we shall see.
Yeah, I am not going. I've decided, but
we started filming. So,
I mean, I also feel like our invite was like so last minute. I was like, how would I even like get an outfit together to go in a week?
Amazon.
So. Right.
Well, the good thing about like the VMAs, it's like it's not like the Emmys where you have to wear like the, you know, this gown and stuff. Yeah. Like you can go in like jeans and a cute top and that'll be like okay for the VMAs.
Yeah. So. I also thought it was weird that Chris wasn't invited. Like he's part of the show.
I mean, how rude, poor Meatball.
Yeah, I'm saying that. It was rude that Chris was not invited to the VMAs and I didn't get a plus one. I'm just saying. Also a reason I'm not going.
I mean,
that's crazy. Chris is like the one of the favorites. How do they not invite Chris to the VMAs?
Literally.
It's crazy pants. Thanks. So unappreciated, my husband. So unappreciated. Just saying.
Yes, so I don't know if I'm going to that, but
it might be a nice night out for you, though.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know. Me and Jenny might go. We're undecided. Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is like I'm excited to like go and like see all the people because I haven't been in years. But then like I said, like I just don't want to get ready. I don't want to be dolled up. Like I love being in leggings and just sweatshirts all day, every day. No makeup, hair in a bun. Yeah. It's just like my cozy. So I got to figure out if I want to get dolled up. But I wanted to talk about Dancing with the Stars before I forget. Did you see Anna Delvey is on Dancing with the Stars?
I cannot believe they casted her.
Wait, so everyone is up in arms because she's like a convict, you know? And it's ABC.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like ABC and family, and all the comments are like, really?
Disney.
I'm disappointed.
It's freaking Disney. It's
literally,
on Disney Plus.
Literally.
I was like, they really did a con woman on Disney.
I can't.
The Stars.
But like also I love her from the the series on Netflix, like that made me fall in love with her, even though it was like probably not all true. But I'm excited to see her dance. But like the cast is freaking weird this year. The only one that I know is her and my girl Tori. Tori Spelling is on, which I swore she did Dancing with the Stars before. But I'm so excited to see Tori.
I thought she did too.
Right?
Maybe is that like a Mandela effect?
Maybe.
Or not a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
What is it called?
The multiverse. We're in the,
wrong
dimension.
Yeah, because I thought she was too.
Yeah.
I don't know. So weird.
Yeah, so
I saw her and I was like, wait, didn't she do that already?
Yeah. So I am definitely voting for Tori. And then, of course, I always have to support Sasha. And he is with The Bachelorette. But I don't watch The Bachelorette, but she's so cute, and I feel like they're going to do great. So Sasha and Tori, everybody vote for Dancing with the Stars.
I just say I am most excited for the Olympians that are in it. So,
oh my God, I guess there's some Olympians.
Yeah, they're going to kill it. The one rugby girl, I don't want to say her name wrong. She's in rugby, and I actually follow her on her Instagram. Let me look up her name. Because it's
rugby,
like...
Iona,
yes. I just didn't want to say it wrong.
I think it's Iona.
So she's in it, and I love her. She's such a good personality. And then also, and she's an amazing rugby player. She's freaking crazy.
So cool.
And then Steven is a diver, I believe. Or no.
Oh, we
no,
said
he's
it
not
wrong.
A diver. He's a gymnast.
Wait, her name's Ilana.
Ilana. See, I knew it.
Oh, whoops.
But and then Steven is a gymnast. He was in gymnastics. So he's probably going to be freaking awesome, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Gymnasts are going to kill it because they have that flexibility and rhythm and all that shit.
Yeah. So I feel like he's a gymnast. He's really great.
Oh, my God. Dude, we said it wrong still.
What?
It's
See, Ilona. That's why I didn't want to say it.
Ilona? Ilona?
Ilona. Okay.
But you know what?
Thank you, Pam. She's awesome. I follow her on Instagram. So when I saw she was part of it, I was really pumped. And then Steven, he was like a little heartthrob for the gymnastics Olympian team because everybody called him like Superman because he would take off his glasses and then he would get into his gymnast form. So it was funny. So I think he's going to be really good. So yeah, I'm excited for Tori. Ilona, did I say it wrong again?
Just don't say it. Just say the rugby star because we said it wrong 5 times.
Yeah. The rugby star and the Olympian Steven. That's who I'm excited for.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
And then I heard that Sasha at first wasn't even supposed to be a part of it. And I think because of Artem, he got pushed back in.
Well, Artem, so before all that drama, Artem wasn't even on it. I think he got the news that he wasn't on the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
Sasha and Jen's picture looked like they just threw them in last minute.
No, I think Sasha was always supposed to be. I heard Artem got the news that he wasn't on, and then all the shit went down.
Okay.
Well, if you guys haven't heard, there was a DV call with Artem from Dancing with the Stars and Nikki, one of the Bella twins from WWE, which I love so much. So I'm just praying everything is okay. Nobody knows what happened. Like, it happened last week, and everybody was talking about it. Happened like 8:30 in the morning, so I have no idea the hell went on. But I hope everything is okay, and we love her and the poor baby. So
hope the baby is okay. And
there's also no statement yet, so I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, God, I've been
like, because I was like, oh my God, I hope Nikki's okay.
And well, DV is no joke. Like, it's just scary and terrifying and awful. So,
Yeah, well, if he did do something, then he deserves to be in prison. So that's that.
That is that.
But anyway, I wanted to talk more about behind the scenes stuff because the Reddit people loved it. Reddit?
Oh my God, Reddit's talking about our podcast. Stop, I'm scared.
Yeah, well, yeah. At first they thought we were a little cheesy.
We are cheesy. Like, I don't care.
That's who we are, whatever. Yeah. And then they got very excited that I brought up Reddit on the last podcast. And they were like, hey, Dina, hi. So, hi, guys.
So they know you're creeping on Reddit.
Yeah. But they were very excited that we were doing behind the scenes stuff.
I know. They were asking for it.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, we'll do some more behind the scenes stuff. I've been getting messages of people asking like about certain things behind the scenes. So I figure we could get into some stuff like that.
All right. So I have a list. Scene?
So there's people have been sending me a whole bunch of lists. So the first one was the pregnant linen pants guy experience. Happened.
Oh my God.
For him, for like that whole thing to just drop with Pauly. Yeah. So there is a lot of behind the scenes with this guy.
He was such a freaking annoying creep. I cannot tell you.
So what people don't know is from what I heard, this guy has a lot of connections with the people in that area. So he might have, because we felt like he kept being wherever we were. So we're like, this is so weird that this guy is here when we were supposed to be here.
We're like, we get it. You tried out for the show. You didn't make it. Please go away.
Like, it was crazy. So like this guy, he would be there before we even showed up. So that means he was getting like a hint of we were going to be there beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we found out is this guy, he's pretty well known in the area, also has been arrested multiple times because he is a dick.
I mean.
And so, yeah, so somebody was tipping him off wherever we were going to be. So we were at this one, such a cute place in, where were we? We were in Long Branch. It was a cute cheese and wine Long Branch. Place.
Love that place.
And the food was so good. And yes. We walk in and he's there. And at first he kept looking at us and he was watching us while we were eating in the back corner. He was really like weird. And then we start walking out. You were with me. Remember? I was like, me and you were at the end of the line.
Yeah.
And he was saying kind of weird things to everyone. And then he looks at me.
He's being a hater.
Yeah. And I don't even think they got it on camera, him like saying mean things to me. But like I walk out and he looks at me up and down. And he goes, "You fat ass," or something crazy. And I was like, "I am fucking pregnant, you weirdo." And I just couldn't believe it. And then you yelled at him. And then we walked out, and then that's when we, like, told Jenny. Security, like, already was, like, on top of it.
Oh, yeah. They were, Jenny was ready to pound his face in.
Yeah, because you don't tell a woman that they look fat. That's crazy.
No.
First of all, I don't even think I looked fat.
No, I think you look great.
I was such a cute pregnant lady.
I agree.
But, yeah, and I was, like, I was just so, like, oh, my God. And then we just brought up, we're, like, white linen, this I was like the guy in the fucking white linen pants. And then it was just, his name was White Linen Pants ever since. And then we find out we're going to another place that night or the next night. And we're like, imagine if he's there, not even really thinking he would actually be there. And we walk in and he's freaking there.
Ugh, I'm getting and pissed off already.
Yeah, at the bar. And then that's when we found out from people he was getting a tip off from, like, I guess the restaurant owners. God. Because
get a life.
Was he a drug dealer or something?
He was something like that, like something like not good. And he's literally like an old man, like go home.
Like I in can't. His yeah, like yeah, I can't. Like still trying to hold on to that youth.
Yeah, like buddy, no. You look like shit. Go home.
Yeah, and then he had this girl with him. I don't even know who the girl was.
Wait, so the girl knew Angelina, and that's how they started fighting, and that's when Angelina threw a chair and a table at her.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I don't even know how Angelina knew this girl.
Wait, and then, so then that is when, so he wound up being there, and he was, like, downstairs at the restaurant being weird, watching us eat, and then he comes over, and remember he shook Mike's hand?
Yes.
And he was like, "I never said it." And we're like, "You definitely did say it." That's
we're like,
crazy.
"No, we heard you."
He just wanted camera time. I think the whole thing was he wanted camera time.
Yeah,
and he was going to do absolutely everything to get on camera to the point, like, fight Paulie, which is like, what an idiot. Who would fight Paulie?
Yeah, Paulie would literally destroy you.
Paulie would have flicked him and he would have flew down the stairs. He was such a little twerp.
Mm-hmm.
That freaking kid, he was so little. I was like, I could, if I wasn't pregnant, I could beat him up.
But I think he did that also because he wanted to like have someone hit him so he could sue one of us. Cause that's what people used to do back in the day. Like after season 3 and 4, like people would purposely try and piss us off and pick fights with us. So then if we defended ourselves, like physically, if they were like getting into our face, they would end up trying to sue us because, you know, of money and shit.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then but it was so weird. He wasn't being mean to the guys. He was just being mean to the girls. He was giving us, like, the finger. I was like, what is wrong with you? That, what are you, five?
Literally an abusive man. Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a piece of shit. Yeah, and then everybody wound up fighting. Everybody was downstairs. I was holding everybody's purse. I had Ronnie's, like, $20,000 Rolex. And I'm like, what am I doing with this?
Everybody took their jewelry off and ran downstairs. And I'm like, Dina, stay up here. We all ran down, like, ready to, like, attack. Like, that's what I love about us because I feel like when we go out, like, obviously we're not trying to pick fights. We're not confrontational people. Like, we love to go out and have the best time. And we fight with each other all the time. Like, that's just what it is. We're brothers and sisters. But when someone attacks or, like, comes at one of us, we are all freaking hyenas, like, ready. Yeah,
don't mess.
Ready to kill someone.
Especially their pregnant roommate. Or, like, are you kidding me?
I think that's what made us the most pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, she's fucking pregnant, so you piece upset. Of shit.
Like, behind the scenes, the boys were so upset that this man called me fat and I was pregnant. In general, they were like, is this, I can't, remember Paulie was like, I hope I see that guy out.
I'm yeah.
He's like, I hope I see him out. And then he was out, giving us the finger.
Paulie literally, so he like tried to like walk into our section and Paulie literally jumped like a freaking grasshopper. And he was like, what's up, my guy? What's up, my dude? And it was amazing.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And then next thing I know, all the guys are giving me their jewelry. The girls are giving me their purses. And I'm like, I have like a lot of money on top of me right now. I cannot lose any of this.
I'm like, Gina, just stay here.
I was crazy. When Ronnie took off his freaking, and remember Ronnie was in the bathroom and then he came up like, I'm going to knock this guy out. And he gave me his Rolex. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I can't.
And then I'm like, I have to. And then he was like, then I was like so nervous I was going to lose his jewelry. It's like, oh my God. But yeah, that was a night. So that was like a crazy night. And I heard that guy got arrested. Not even that night. Like,
shocking.
Over something. Yeah. So I think he's just like a shitster, like in that area.
Yeah. So that's white linen pants. We are not a fan of him.
No,
he was the worst.
Another behind the scenes people wanted was our Fear Factor experience.
Oh my God.
That is fun. That was crazy, but fun.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Wait, there is so much behind the scenes, like from the beginning to when we got, remember how drunk I was on the plane on the ride home?
Oh shit, because we like binge drank with Floribama.
Oh my God. And well, yeah, so.
That's when I had to carry you into the car and call Chris. I was like, Chris,
Yeah, that was a close divorce. I was nervous. I was like, oh God, he's definitely gonna leave me now. I can't. But it started like we had such. First of all, we were a little nervous for Fear Factor.
A little nervous.
I was like, oh my God, what are they gonna make us do?
Okay, so yeah, we've been watching Fear Factor literally our whole life. So when they asked like me and Dina to do it, and then the boys, Paulie and Ron, we were like, obviously, but we didn't know that we were up against the Floribama kids. So when we got there, I'm like, oh, we're gonna freaking lose. These kids eat bugs all the time. They're from the South.
Oh yeah.
I was like, these kids are from the South, like they're gonna kill it. This is what they do anyway. So I'm like, shit. So we get into the RV, like our little room, and I asked the producers, I'm like, can me and Dina get like wine or something? I was like, we're so nervous.
We weren't allowed.
They wouldn't let us. They were like, no, this is like a physical show. Like you can't be under the influence. And we're like, fuck. So we were already nervous to begin with. And you know, wine, it chills us. So we weren't allowed to do that. So the first challenge was to pass freaking scorpions and bugs into each other's mouth into the next bowl. And I'm like, oh Jesus, fuck.
And that's when I was like, I kept thinking to myself, like, you, like, these Floribama kids eat bugs for, like, a living. They, like, do all that shit.
So like, they're freaking Jersey Shore. Like, we're like, ew, it's disgusting.
Like, Chris, kill that spider for me.
I'm like, I don't like bugs, so putting a scorpion in my fucking mouth, and then it literally stung my nose. Like, the tail flipped and stung my nose. I was bleeding. I was like, oh, this isn't worth it. I was like, I hate this.
Yeah, I was just – but I have to say, we did so well because we didn't lose that competition. We wound up moving on to the next round, which I truly thought we weren't going to move on to the next round. And every time would spin, I just kept thinking, please something with no legs. Please something with no legs. Because
the scorpion really got me. But if we got that cave spider, bitch, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Nope. I would have been like, and we're out. And we are out. And we actually did better than the boys.
Yeah, we got two worms. Luckily, we got two worms. Thank goodness.
I'm going to get sick. I can't believe we did
that. I don't know if they showed. At first, we thought we lost, remember? But then what happened? I forget what happened, but I think Amy and Kurt got disqualified or something. I don't remember what happened. I know, remember Kirk was like, let's go, like yelling at Amy. And we were like, oh my God. Calm down, sir.
Well, I remember it was like our first time meeting them, and so our call time was like 5 a.m. So we all got in the car, like we're all exhausted. And then these kids are just like up and at them, like listening to music and dancing. I'm like, what the fuck are these kids on?
Well, yeah. Like,
what is happening?
But they were all so nice. Jeremiah was so nice. Such a southern gentleman.
Yeah, I feel bad for these kids. Because their show got canceled and they were just like getting ready to go. We had the best time. Yeah, we had the best time with these kids. We loved Amy.
Oh, she's the best. I love that she came on the meatball pod after that too.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
We thought it was Amy Schumer, but it was Amy from Floribama.
Yeah, I'm glad. It actually wound up being like a lot of fun.
That is so funny. We blacked out. Even
though it wasn't Amy Schumer. I can't with us. But so after, you know, Fear Factor, which I was actually really annoyed with Nicole because she couldn't get it together in that sand thing.
Oh, I just thought about, so I was thinking about suffocating when it was happening and I couldn't do it.
I was just happy it wasn't.
I think the fear got to me.
Great. Because I'm like, it's sand. We're fine. It's not like snakes or cockroaches or bugs. Like I was so pumped.
No, the suffocation part got to me.
Yeah, I was so annoyed. I thought we were going to do so well. And then I'm in there. I'm feeling the sand. I'm like, we got this. And then it all goes out. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me, Nicole? We were in there.
It got into my nose. I literally breathed in sand. I was like, I'm going to die in here.
I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I can't. But so Nicole made us lose.
Whatever. We just left and got drunk anyway.
We did. And then at night we went out, all of us, and we got drunk. We got home pretty late. And then we woke up, and on our way out to the airport, freaking Floribamas, they really are partiers. Like, that, for what you see on the show is really what they are, because
oh, yeah.
we were coming down and they were
at the bar.
You want mimosas? And me and Nicole were like, I was still a little drunk still from the night before. And I knew, I was like, if I drink right now, we're in bad shape. But I was like, whatever, we're just going on a plane. So yeah, we stopped and we had mimosas before the plane with Floribama after Fear Factor. And we were a hot mess. Hot mess. You were a hot mess too on that plane. Remember me and Nicole.
Oh yeah, but like I wasn't getting drunk for some reason. Like drunky like you.
Oh no.
I wasn't like incoherent.
Yeah, I was bad on that plane. But
this is the plane ride where we ended up getting mad at the flight attendant because she gave us water. And me and Dino go, ugh. We looked at each other with the same disgusted face and we're like, oh, water. We're like, no, we want another glass of wine. And we were like, oh my God.
How dare you?
We were like, she's cutting us off. What a brat. But she was giving everybody water.
The fact that we both just looked at each other when we got the water, like, how dare she give us water, is just, that's how you know we're like literally two peas in a pod. And then that's this flight. We also watched the same movie.
And we were slapping.
We started it at the same time. The poor people around us were probably like so annoyed.
But you have to tell the movie. It was an Amy Schumer movie.
It was an Amy Schumer movie. It was the one with where she gets kidnapped.
With her mom?
Yeah. Goldie Hawn is in it. Oh my God,
what was that called? Amy Schumer.
And Goldie Hawn was in it.
Snatched.
Yes. Nicole was banging on the side of the plane laughing so hard. And
My knees were like, my legs were like flailing in the air and I was like slapping the window. I'm surprised the window didn't pop out. We didn't go down. We were like being so dramatic and drunk.
People problems. Literally.
We were being so loud.
We brought pizza on the plane. Oh my God. We were ridiculous. Yeah, so Fear Factor was something. And then I got home and Chris was not happy with me. And then, you know.
Oh, yeah. So okay, the plane ride, we're having, like, wine. We basically woke up and, like, kept drinking. And I blame it on the Floribama kids because they were like, you want a mimosa? Like, I'm never going to say no to that. So,
yeah,
we so then we got to the plane and then we were drinking wine.
And this was before kids. This or for me anyway. So, like, I was, you know, I wasn't going home to take care of my kids or anything. So I was like, eh. You know, I was still
drunk.
I was still just, I was like, whatever, I'm going to go home, sleep. I didn't have kids yet.
Well, I did. So I was a hot mess mom. but I get off the plane and I was like, all right, T, let's go. And then she was just like, she had her frog face. She didn't know what was happening. I'm like, all right, T, like, let's get your luggage, whatever. So I get her in the car. And then that's when I call Chris. I'm like, Chris, like, that's how I said it. He goes, what happened? I was like, no, nothing. She's in the car. She might fall asleep. We had some wine on the plane. So just like, you know, when she pulls in, just like, you know, wake her up maybe or get her out. So what happened when you got home?
You know, he wasn't happy. He just got me out of the car. And then I put myself to bed.
He was like, all right, thanks for calling.
he was very disappointed in me.
I can't.
I know. Well, here we are years later with two kids. So thank gosh.
You made it. We did it, Joe.
Thank God he didn't leave me.
It happens.
Oh my goodness gracious. Listen, they say your soulmate will take you at your worst and at your best. So.
Amen.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a lot of fun behind the scenes. Maybe next episode we'll find something else out. Meatballs. Message us any behind the scenes stuff you want and we will get into it. Right now, let's get into some meatball questions.
Oh, so this is a good one because I want to know this also because you had such a good time with your other friends. I have a question for Dina. I was wondering how the Simple Plan and Avril concert was. I went to one in Connecticut and it was the best. I hope you enjoyed the show. And you and Nicole are my favorite on Jersey Shore. Thanks, girl.
Thanks. Oh my God.
Concert with your best friends.
Shut up. I had so much. Oh my God. So I love that type of music. Simple Plan growing up was like one of my favorite bands. So I kind of went more for Simple Plan than Avril, but I love Avril too. And I have to tell you, so girlfriends went on first. They were great. Simple Plan freaking killed it. Killed it. Oh my God, they were amazing. And then Avril came on and like she was good. I feel like she could have given a little more, but she really was good. But Simple Plan was by far the best of the entire night. And I was drinking my beers.
I love when Tina drinks beer.
Yeah. You're drinking beers. Basically. I had like four big beers. I was feeling myself. And we went back to the hotel because we got a hotel because we were like, let's just have a whole mom's night. And then we ordered Taco Bell, which was really – wait, do you want to hear something so funny?
Oh, yeah. So
first, Claire orders Taco Bell. And she's like, the guy's not moving. And we're sitting there for like – we had like a little more wine in the hotel room. So we were sitting there for like half an hour to 45 minutes. She's like, the guy's not moving. I don't know what's going on with this guy. So then she calls them. The girl doesn't answer. So we're like, cool, no Taco Bell. So I go, I got this, guys. Don't worry, I got this. So now I order the Taco Bell. And we're waiting. Now another like 35 minutes goes by. And I'm like, it says it's delivered. So we walk outside. It's not there. I look and I delivered it to my house.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. So then Danielle's like, are you guys sure you still want this Taco Bell? And me and Claire are like, we need the Taco Bell. So then for the third time, Danielle finally orders it and we finally get our Taco Bell. So which is so ridiculous. I'm like, I can't. Well, you know I love Taco Bell. Every time we film.
Oh, yeah.
So this is also behind the scenes. I feel like every time we film, we're drinking a lot. I wind up ordering Taco Bell to our house. I always eat Taco Bell when I'm drunk. I love Taco Bell.
I love doing Burger King, the chicken sandwich with the Burger King fries. Oh my God, I'll stuff my face in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. I could do that too. McDonald's, but for some reason Taco Bell just hits different. And then I put all my sauces on it.
And then wake up and feel like freaking shit. Yeah, like and you're shitting.
Simple Plan, amazing. If you like Simple Plan, I suggest go see them. It's like they haven't skipped a beat, I swear.
Oh, I love it. See, I love like old school concerts like that. And I love the fact that and I can't believe it's old school, but like it is for us.
It is.
And everyone is still touring. Like I see like Creed goes there, and 50 Cent freaking goes there. Like so many people go to perform and like they're still performing and they're still killing it. I mean, I need to go to some concerts, I feel.
So there's one of my other favorite bands just decided to go back on tour, The Fray.
They're good.
The Fray. And but their concert's like on a Monday night in the city at Webster Hall. I'm like, how the frick am I gonna pull that one?
Oh, in Webster Hall going there?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's from
like,
worst.
Oh, why can't it be like on a weekend at PNC? That would just be
important. Yeah.
But I love The Fray.
DM them. Say, can you add this to your schedule? Or just come in my backyard.
Goodness gracious.
You'll cook for them.
So next Halloween question. So, oh, this is good to know. Hi, don't waste your money on the Dunkin' Spiked lattes. They're awful. We thought it was going to be similar to like a creamy espresso martini, but no, this is literally tastes like chocolate soda of some sort and no creaminess. It was so gross. They're all still sitting in our fridge and no one who has come over our house has even touched them all summer. Ooh, good to know.
Oh,
I don't know who sent that.
That is good to know.
I don't know who sent that, but it is good to know. Callie's freaking out. All right, we'll do one more question and then Nicole has to run and I have to bring Callie outside. Let's see.
Hey, Meatballs. Love your podcast. Thanks for being so awesome. We love you too, Mama. My question is, what's your favorite type of fall Halloween decoration? Do you like scary, cutesy, or a little bit of both? Hope J from Illinois. I think I like scary. Well, I like cute in the house. And then outside, I like a little more spookier.
Yeah.
It's also like I don't want to scare my kids. Well, I would only scare like my young one. So I don't want it to be too scary. But outside, like the decorations outside, when I know like the kids are going to come and do trick or treat, I like that to be a little more scarier than cutesy. But my inside, like everything is like Mickey pumpkins and like all cute like that.
Yeah, I do more cute. Like I do scarecrows and like stuff like that in the front. And then inside's all cute. So yeah, I guess I'm more of a cute. But then when we do our annual Halloween party, we scare that up a little bit.
Spooky.
But the kids are fine because they like have bounce houses. They're having a ball. But like we'll dim down the lights. We do like skeletons. We do like a whole bunch of fun stuff for our Halloween party.
I can't wait for Halloween. It's happening. We're in September. Gosh. Happy September, meatballs.
Still don't know what we're going to be. And I keep asking my family and nobody is helping me.
Oh, yeah. You better get on that because, you know, the costumes go quick.
There is one more question, but I think I'm going to save this for like a behind the scenes for next episode. So this question is, hi, meatballs. I'm rewatching Jersey Shore Family Vacation, and I'm on episode where Gina Marie, the psychic, comes out and reads all of you guys. Dina, the scene with your dad makes me emotional each time. What can you guys tell us about the experience outside of what was filmed? And Dina, have you connected with your dad, with Gina, or anyone else that moment?
Oh, yeah. Let's save that for next week. Yeah. That's like a long.
And that's from Miranda.
That's a lot to talk about.
That's from Miranda from Arizona. So, Miranda, I'm going to save that for next week because there's, like, a lot of stuff that I could talk about with my dad that Gina was so on point. But, yeah, we'll save that for next week. That'll be one of the behind-the-scenes for next week for sure.
All right. Make a note.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in my notes now.
All right. Well, I have to go be a mom. Giovanna forgot her freaking lunch, so I have to go drop it off before lunch. But I love you guys. Love you, meatballs. We're so glad we're back. It's September. Happy fall. And we'll see you meatball soon.
Go ahead. Give two. We did it, D.
Oh, yeah. We did it, D.
Let's get sauced. Bye, meatballs.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.